that's the only sensible way. And I said, and I told him, I said, you know, you have to ask the only correct spelling of. He said, what do you mean? I said, and that's the way most people pronounce it. They don't say.
That's true.
No,
that's true.
You know.
Everybody
says
it now.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, like I said, I ended up with these things here from my allergy test,
mm-hmm.
which were, they put them in three categories. One was pollen and grain. And in pollen and grain, that was an insect pollen that's considered as heavy. Now, the insect pollen, I don't know what that one is, but it's heavier than the pollen that blows from
flowers
and trees and whatever pollen comes from.
Yeah.
But then they took three categories of those, or four, and that was the trees, like the willow, maple, oak, and a lagustin. I don't know what that is. And the spring pollens, what they call spring pollens, was sedum, mountain cedar, and whatever else what I wrote down. I don't know exactly what that is. Weeds were dock weeds, plantation weeds, and these are things that you can get from in late spring. Dock weed and the plantation weed will blow.
I think I know what dock looks like.
And they call those wind-blown pollens.
Okay.
Then there's your ragweed, sagebrush, tumbleweeds, and kookaburra.
Like,
you know what kookaburra is? Yeah.
Okay.
You know, grass burrs, but we ain't call them kookaburras, and that's what Doc told me was. And I know, and I said, well, you mean, what do you call them, stickers?
Yeah.
We didn't call them kookaburras. There's a difference between the kookaburra and the what we used to in West Texas call a goat head. A goat head is it's a sticker like it sticks you if you step on it. If it's dry and it's very hard and it has very sharp, it's just like a knife they are, you know,
mm-hmm.
to the little prongs that come off of it. But then a kookaburra is quite as bad. You know, a kookaburra has sort of more like a furry type thing.
I know.
You know what they use in adhesives now, the stick?
Uh-huh.
Well, that reminds me of a kookaburra.
Yeah, like that.
And now the goat head, that little sticker.
They're bigger for one thing, aren't they?
No, they're smaller. They're about the size of the head of this thing here. And it might have three or four little prongs that are sticking off of it, but you're talking about something that'll hurt you.
Yeah.
And I've seen dogs stick on it.
Socks.
Yeah. They really hurt too.
Yeah.
So now I know the difference between them. You know the difference between a kookaburra and a goat head. They're important if you live in West Texas, like tumbleweeds.
That's right. It's sand in the air.
Yeah.
Tell me again, we've been over this for since so long, where you're born and where, how long you lived where, and, you know, when you lived where.
Well, I was born in Texas, and that's in South Texas. I guess you would say more south central. But I didn't live that long. I lived when I was born in that was my mother's home, where she was born. And just so happened she was there when when the urge came for me to come out.
Right.
So, and meet the world.
Therefore, you have to put that on board.
Yeah, gotta put that down there, yeah. Of course, the family was here in Dallas, but I spent a great deal of my growing up, I would